Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Praise you, Jesus, Jesus. It is not by might nor by power, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. Did I not say that I set a table before you in the presence of your enemies? Did I not say that? So come to me in these things. Come to me. Don't let all these little distractions keep you away from coming to me. This is training. You're in training. As long as you're in this body, you're in training. So you need to know that. You need to know that you need to continually come to me. For I am your God. I am your Lord. Let me be your best friend. Let me be who I am to you. Do not let the things that have troubled you in the past, just the ways of living your life day by day, just the mundane ways of being and getting used to the places that we daily do our business. I need to be a part of all those things. Allow me to be a part of those things, says God. Allow me to be a part of these things. Yes, there's things coming that are going to be very troubling on this earth. But I need you to know that your authority on earth is my authority on earth. Your words are going to matter in the days ahead. Because see, as I come more in the days ahead, your words shall be more, have more authority. So be very careful how you speak. You can look at a situation and know, yes, I need to address this. But don't put the weight of the situation or the circumstance. But put the weight, put that care, cast that care onto me, says the Lord. For I cared for you. You do not have to carry these things. You don't have to be the same today as you were yesterday. These are choices that I cannot override. I don't have my way so many times because my people do not let me have my way. I need to have my way with you. We have much authority. We have much things left to do here. Do not let the way the world is or the way it is right now in your country have you lay down and say, well, that's the way it is. I need your authority. I need your intimacy with me. I need you to know who I am. And the only way you're going to know who I am is to spend time with me daily. And you say, well, Lord, I'm too far away. I've gone too far away. I've tried, and it works for a while, and then it goes back. Son and daughter, understand this. I am your God, and what I say is true. So allow your words to line up with me. Allow your authority to be my authority, and you shall see great things in the days ahead. Like I said, as long as you're in this body, you're in training. So don't be hard on yourself. Just turn to me. And I can turn situations very, very quickly, as you will see. And have you already seen a little of that in the times past? But in the times forward, in the times to come, I shall have my ways immediately. But I need you. I need you. Intimacy is the most important thing I need. Salvations and all those things that are going to be coming, miracles and signs and wonders, are just the fruit of your intimacy with me. So please come. Come. Set the time aside. Rework your schedules. Understand how important this is. The enemy is very clever at his ways of his dismissing the importance of your time with me. And then all the other things, children and all the things of the world, seem to come in and steal, slowly, drip by drip, steal your time from me. Understand this. Understand this. Yield. Yield. I love you. I'll never leave and forsake you. I'm not desperate for anything, says the Lord. But one thing I am desperate for, One thing I am very much in need of is your intimacy. So come. Come, come, come. Amen.